Our lesson tonight is out of the book of 3 John. It's the third epistle of the Apostle John, verses 1 through 4. The extensive personal nurturing nature of our fellowship. Having written on true spiritual fellowship in 1 John and about whom we are to exclude from our fellowship in 2 John, the Apostle John wrote a third epistle on the nurturing nature of our fellowship in the Lord. Now, though we believers generally think that nurturing one another in Christ means nurturing one another in our spiritual lives alone, 3 John, verses 1 through 4, reveals that our fellowship in Christ, being of a personal nature, is far more extensive. So we view this passage for our insight, our application, and our ultimate edification as follows. I want to read the verses, and then we'll look at them. 3 John 1 through 4. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things, or in all things rather, that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. For I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. I was going to minister on the first 8 verses. In fact, I'd given my wife the information, the first 8 verses. And so you notice the title's different than what we have in the bulletin. But when I got into studying this in the Greek, I couldn't get beyond verse 4. I had to stop. There's a lot of information here. Our fellowship involves concern for the comprehensive livelihood needs of individual believers. Livelihood needs. John's epistle to the beloved fellow believer Gaius claimed that concerning, the Greek word is peri, that's a preposition, concerning all things regarding the issue at hand, John wished or desired that he prosper, that he succeed, do. Now, the verb do literally means to be led along a good road. Means good, and then auto from the word, the noun autos, which means road, to be led along a good road. And figuratively here, it is distinguished from John's later reference to Gaius's health at the last part of verse 2. So we understand that John expressed concern here for Gaius's success and prosperity relative to the meeting of his livelihood needs. That's interesting. He's concerned about his financial welfare. Now, since John was concerned that Gaius succeed in all things related to his livelihood, he was concerned about Gaius's employment, his income level, his spending, his indebtedness, his savings, his investments, housing, clothing, the many other related issues involved in securing a good livelihood. I think this is a remarkable thing. This is an apostle of Jesus Christ. He knew the Lord Jesus Christ. He leaned back on the Lord's breast during the Last Supper, so he was very, very close. John was the disciple whom the Lord Jesus entrusted the care of his mother. He's a very important disciple, and here he is. He's concerned about the livelihood needs in every conceivable way. Now, it's interesting. We've got people in our body who have livelihood needs of one kind or another. Sometimes it's housing. Sometimes it's clothing. Sometimes it's food. Sometimes it's income. But one way or another, there always seems to be something like this afoot. And I really believe that before the Lord, and sometimes handling of money, some people lack skill in this. They probably came from a home background where they didn't have a father or a father and a mother, and they don't know how to budget well, and so they rifle through money. If you give them money, it seems that they rifle through it, and there's a lack of knowing how to stay out of debt. So there's a tremendous area of need in this area. In fact, I was talking with two believers today following the service, totally unrelated to one another, and they were expressing to me concerns that they had in these areas. And as they kept talking, I realized that they had gotten themselves into trouble because there were imperfect or incorrect methods of handling money and handling income, and that's what had gotten them into the situation. So there's a need in this area, and there's a need to be concerned about it. Then our fellowship involves concern for the comprehensive health needs of individual believers. Notice John added that he wished or desired concerning all things relative to the issue that Gaius be in good health. Hugiaino is the Greek word. What this context means, physical health. Now, normally it can mean other types of health, but this is physical health as opposed to just financial, because he's already mentioned the financial aspect. Now, applying the phrase all things, and that's a thing that John, he says, I wished in all things, and he applies this to his finances, he applies it to the health and the spiritual welfare. So I'm applying the phrase all things to every part of this. So John, applying all things, that term John used earlier in the verse to Gaius' health, John was concerned that Gaius have proper food and drink intake, avoid toxins, obtain his needed exercise, his sleep, his mental welfare. There's a need in this area. I've been talking with believers occasionally, and I'll talk, and they're not feeling. In fact, one believer today I was talking to was talking about complaints of aches and pains and everything, and later I talked to my wife, and I said, could that be diet related? And of course, she shakes her head up and down, because she's very heavy into diet and all the supplements and whatnot. There are so many problems, so many aches and pains, especially as we age. We can get rid of it if we watch our diet and have a proper diet. There's a lot of trouble. I've often seen, and when I go to a grocery store, I'll see people who are extremely obese, and I look in their cart. Sure enough, donuts, cookies, all of that stuff, processed foods. They've been to the middle of the grocery store. The better part of the grocery store is around the outside. That's where you got your fresh veggies and so forth, your meats, and then your eggs and cheeses and whatnot all the way around. But if you stay away from the inside, the middle of the store many times has processed foods, and that's not really that healthy for you. But I've seen this, and I've seen people that have been so obese, they've had to be in the carts that are driven with the batteries, as you know, and look in their carts. What have they got in their foods? Rarely do I see vegetables or fruits or fresh foods. That's why it's there. And then, oh yes, and soda. Bums, lots and lots of soda. I'm not saying that you're sinning and, you know, we're going to lose fellowship or you're going to kick out of the church because you drank a Coke last week. But, you know, in fact, one guy, I saw he had drinks on his cart. His cart was full, so he had the drinks, and they're held together at the top with plastic fringes, so he had parked the fringes over the top, so all the way around, flying around his cart. Six packs and whatnot. Okay. Some of it was water, I grant it to him. But, you know, a lot of this is really not that good for us. But health, toxins, we need to watch out. And then also getting the proper exercise and sleep. And then mental welfare. Our mental welfare is a very important part of our health. We used to have a lady in our church, Marge Gassier, she was a therapist, and she says they have found out that when people express thanksgiving for something, the brain releases certain endorphins that it doesn't at any other time, and those endorphins go through the body and actually help the health. So she says in our therapy, what we're being taught is to teach people to be thankful as part of their rehab. And it's amazing. And of course, the Bible talks about being thankful. That's part of the one of the commands of the Word of God, but our mental health plays into this as well. And then C, our fellowship involves concern for the comprehensive spiritual needs of individual believers. John used the verb euodou, well, again in verse 2c, to acknowledge that Gaius' soul, what in this context means his spiritual life, it's the word psuche, we get the word psychology from it, but it means here soul, spiritual life, already prospered or succeeded. So applying the all things term earlier in verse 2 means John would have been concerned about every aspect of Gaius's inner man, that he order his life in the truth in every way. So John added that he rejoiced exceedingly, an unusual word, leon, which means exceedingly, when believers came and testified to Gaius's truth just as he was walking, peripateo means to walk around, in ordering his life in the truth. So the apostle added that he had no greater joy than to hear that his spiritual children, people he had led to Christ and discipled, were walking or ordering their lives in the spiritual truth that is in Jesus Christ. So in a personal letter to his child in the faith, John exemplified intense interest in the comprehensive, that means all around, personal nurturing nature of true Christian fellowship. He was intensely concerned about Gaius's livelihood needs, including his employment, his income level, his spending, his debts, his savings, his investments, his housing, his clothing, etc. And John was intensely concerned about Gaius's physical health, including his food, his drink intake, his avoidance of toxins, exercise, sleep, mental welfare affecting his health. And above all, John was intensely concerned about Gaius's spiritual welfare and all that it entailed. And he rejoiced greatly to hear that he was walking in the truth in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing that an apostle would have an interest in an individual Christian, as great as a man of God as he was, and all about that Christian, every area of need. Very, very applicable to us. So in application, may our fellowship with one another reach far beyond concern over how other believers function in church meetings, to include intense and personal concern for the comprehensive livelihood and health and spiritual needs of one another in our daily lives outside of the church meetings. Of necessity, this involves obtaining knowledge about how to obtain good employment, a decent income, care and spending, and seeking to avoid debt, saving and investing, gaining and keeping good housing, clothing on top of food and drink intake, avoiding toxins and getting proper exercise, sleep, and preserving our mental welfare besides all that is involved in maintaining a holy and healthy spiritual walk. In addition, this involves teaching and or communicating with each other to help one another in our livelihood, our health, our spiritual vitality, to assist where our assistance is needed. Some ministries in our church already address some issues, such as our food pantry, which deals with food, and our prayer chain ministries that deals with spiritual needs that people have. But there are many, and there may be room for many more such ministries on a personal level that aim to support one another in areas of personal needs. It's so interesting. There are so many ways that we can minister to the needs of one another in the Lord Jesus Christ. To make life easier. There's a lot of human suffering that occurs, often because of a lack of knowledge or lack of discipline or awareness in very practical areas of life. And we can really help if we really care about other believers in the Lord. We can come alongside and help. I'm thankful this does go on in our church, and it has been going on for some time. We have believers that are giving information to other believers in areas where they have special needs, and that's good. But I think it's something to focus on. Yes, we can get carried away with all of these external things about health and about finances to the point where we leave out the spiritual. But people live not only in church, they live in their homes. They live in areas where there is great need. My parents are missionaries in Nigeria, West Africa, and one of the big things the mission sought was to establish hospitals and dispensaries. In fact, my mother and father were actually trained for dispensary work, and when they went out, they needed a builder, so they used my dad. He had had some training in regards to that. But they found that health needs were traumatic in Africa at the time, and so if a missionary could come along and help a person overcome a certain type of infection because they had the medication for it, or they knew how to lance a wound so that they could drain out some of the abscess and whatnot that was there, and the people would get better, they were much more apt to listen to the gospel because you helped them. Or if you saved their child's life, boy, they were really open to the gospel. And so it served, it wasn't a means to an end, but it was a means of opening up hearts so that people were willing to listen to the gospel. So being concerned and helping people in all sorts of areas is very, very important. And I believe that we can apply this aspect of John. It's just a brief introduction that he gives, but he gives us a mouthful in regards to the interest that we should have in one another.